Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're hearing the prayers of Bhishma, who's lying on his deathbed, as a means to prepare ourselves for tomorrow's Bhagavad Gita Yajna. Bhishma is offering prayers to Krishna. So now he says, in obedience to the command of his friend, Lord Sri Krishna entered the arena of the battle of Kurukshetra between the soldiers of the Pandavas and Kauravas. And while there, shortened the lifespans of the opposite party by his merciful glance. This was done simply by his looking at the enemy. Let my mind be fixed upon that Krishna. So yes, in obedience to the command of his friend. That is God. Generally, we think God as the all-powerful, almighty, everyone is to bow down and surrender to him. But what many people don't know is that when you become a lover of Krishna, like Arjuna, when you achieve this platform of love, Krishna will also obey your command. This is God. This is the God that I worship. Not some kind of vindictive, evil, rah! No, I worship loving God. This very much attracts me, which is why I worship Krishna. He's not some mean, vindictive, egotistical God. He's a lover. He plays a... God plays an instrument? All right. That's my kind of God. Because I'm a musician. He plays a flute. Ha ha. There you go. There's my God. He plays an instrument. And he's so good at it that when he plays that flute, he attracts everyone by that flute playing. So in obedience to the command of his friend, Krishna agreed to be Arjuna's chauffeur. Right? When you go to India, you get in a rickshaw or a taxi. Hey, take me here. Take me Lohi Bazaar. Huh? And he takes you, right? He wants his money. But when he, if I go, he says, no, 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 five rupee Prabhu. For you, he charges two. But if he sees me, oh, 10 rupees. Then we have to fight. Am I right? They're good businessmen, even the rickshaw wallahs. Price fluctuates. Depends who you are. So Krishna agreed to be Arjuna's chauffeur. And so what you read, of course you've read Bhagavad Gita, right? Of course you read it every day, right? What is the thing that Arjuna tells Krishna? Take my chariot between the midst. I want to see who's come today. And then Arjuna freaks out. Oh my God. And Krishna didn't argue. Krishna drove the chariot. He said, behold, look, here are the Kurus. So God agrees to become the servant of his devotee. Just like, again, the example I've been given, Yashoda in the month of Damodar. At first, Krishna did not want to be tied up by the rope. No matter how much rope she added, what happened? Two fingers too short, no matter how much. But when he agreed, now you can tie me up. And he allowed himself to be tied up because Krishna is swarat, independent. Only when he agrees. So that's the key. How to get Krishna to agree. Nah. In Yashoda's case, because she has spontaneous love for Krishna. So Arjuna and Krishna, they've been lifelong friends. Now it says here that Krishna shortened the lifespans just by his merciful glance. Because at one point, Vyasadeva told his son Dhritarashtra, just as the war was beginning, Vyasadeva came to see his son, and Dhritarashtra was saying, is there any chance that my sons are going to win? And Vyasadeva said, you don't understand. The time has now come. Finish. Wrap it up. Like all of us. Right? What does it say here? You will know better than me. This tells you everything about your life, right? It tells you, oh, you go to that palmologist. Oh, you're going to live to be 70. Right? It's written. So Vyasadeva was telling all these, it's their time. Their number has come up. And even Krishna, during the universal form, when Arjuna asks Krishna, who are you? What is this? And I'm time. Krishna says, I'm time. And he says, all the soldiers on both sides, finish. Wrap it up. Just like children, when they're playing on the beach, then the parents look at the clock. Okay, wrap it up. Look, hurry, hurry, hurry. Let's go. Because they want to go home. And then they smash everything. Let's go. So Krishna is the same way. So, by his merciful glance, Krishna was indicating, time's up. This was done simply by his looking, because one of the prayers of Lord Brahma, Angyani Yasya Sakalendriya Vritti Manti, Krishna's senses are interchangeable. You can only see with your eyes. You can only hear with your ears. You can create progeny with the genitals. You have certain organs that only do specific things. But Krishna's body, the organs, the senses are interchangeable. Krishna can kill just by glancing. Krishna can create by glancing. All of his senses are interchangeable because that body of Krishna, which Bhishma said at the beginning, what kind of body does he have? What kind of body? Transcendental, yes. When you have a transcendental body, your senses also can be interchangeable. So just by looking, Krishna was reducing. Like, I know you don't watch, but there's this TV commercial. He's the most interesting man in the world. Maybe you've seen that stupid commercial. And they make this guy look like he's Superman. But actually, that's Krishna. Krishna can do anything. There's nothing Krishna can do. He can lift a mountain with his pinky. Govardhan. Krishna can do anything. Please repeat, let my mind be fixed upon that Krishna. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.